Joined now by John Horn, our tennis insider, who hit the left coast for a little basketball recently. John, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's nice to be in a closer time zone than I usually am to you. So, yeah, it's a little different being out here at this time of the year, but the weather's fantastic. And, yeah, I was in Victoria for the FIBA Olympic qualifying tournament, and unfortunately it didn't happen for Canada, but still all in all, great tournament, well put on, and would have been nice if we were able to have fans in the building, but so be it, and the rules. So had a few in there making some noise, and it certainly was an exciting semifinal, which Canada ended up losing, unfortunately, but it was a good tournament and some good basketball played.
The Canadians didn't obviously get it done. They're strong units, good team, well coached, all of those things. But it was just when you get into a game like that, there's a lot of strategy involved, and if you're not making shots, sometimes that happens. Disappointing, but they lost to a pretty darn good team.
Yeah, I mean, it was really interesting how it all went down. I mean, for the Czechs to win the tournament, there's no. I don't think anybody really predicted them to win. They were kind of one of the dark horses, really. They only have one NBA player on the team. Not that that's the reason that you should win, but when you look at the matchup on paper for Canada against the Czechs, they certainly looked like Canada was the favorite team. But the biggest problem was for Canada is that they hadn't played together. And that was the big problem, is that the season ended, NBA season ended, they had a little bit of time off. Then they all went down to Florida and had a quick training camp. They didn't get any games in against any teams. So these guys pretty much walked onto the court in Victoria and played their first game without having any game experience at all. And they looked a little shaky in the first half against Greece. They were down in that first game, played a really good game against China, although China wasn't really a team that was expected to do much at the tournament, a younger sort of team that's redeveloping. And then, playing against the Czechs, when you looked at it on paper, the Canadian team bolstered with a ton of NBA guys, the Czech team only won. And, you'd think, well, let's Canada should win this game. It shouldn't be a problem. But it really showed the lack of not playing together as a group. Even though, as you said, there were some guys making some shots and there were some guys not making some shots, and the chemistry seemed to be there. But it's just difficult when you ask a group of guys, it's almost like watching an all-star game, guys who don't play together and they're just sort of throwing the ball around. There's bound to be turnovers. There's bound to be some missed assignments and missed shots and guys who should have been double teamed and so forth that aren't. It's difficult for Coach Nurse to put all these guys together in a short period of time and make it happen. So, really bizarre final where,
TSN 1260, this is the Lowdown with Low Tide. Our guest is John Horn, Tennis Insider. John, let's talk a little bit of Wimbledon here. Obviously, Canadians are thrilled. Shapovalov and Oje into the quarterfinals at Wimbledon. There's been a build of young players, and some Canadians are a part of that. But this is a hell of an achievement for a nation like Canada to have two players in the quarterfinal at Wimbledon on the men's side.
Yeah, sorry about that, Lotad. I think we cut out at the end of the basketball there. It's been Canada's got two men in the quarterfinals. It's something that's it's another big achievement on the Canadian radar when it comes to the sport of tennis. There's been lots of great moments. Bianca winning the U.S. Open, Canada doing well at the Davis Cup, really starting to make a name for themselves, ATP Cup, that sort of thing. We're really starting to see, the results from these young guys now that they've had a couple years under the belts, playing on the men's tour and the women playing on the women's tour. We're really starting to see the growth of the sport even further, and this is just another step in the moment, which eventually, in my opinion, is going to happen at some point where a Canadian wins a Grand Slam title on the men's side. And, Felix Auger-Aliassime and Denis Shapovalov, both of them are in the quarterfinals of Wimbledon. Will it be hard to win the Wimbledon title? I still think Novak Djokovic is the favorite to win it. But there's a really good chance, I think, that Felix can get to the final. And I think there's a good chance that Denis Shapovalov at least gets to the semis. And if he continues the way he's playing, he's going to give Djokovic a run for his money. There's no doubt about it. But I think it's a great moment again for Canadian tennis, the fact that they're there. you know, they've had a reasonably easy time with it in terms of getting to the final. They had, you know, Felix had a match in the third round against Kyrgios where Kyrgios got injured, so he saved a little bit of energy, only having to play part of that match there. Denis Shapovalov got a withdrawal in the second round, so he didn't even have to play that match. So again, saved a little bit of energy after a five setter in the first round, which was a tough match for him. But I think it's a great moment, and I think it's something that we're going to start getting used to even more and more often with these two, because they're just such good players. Felix is spectacular on grass. It's really a surface that he's warmed up to. Denis hasn't really had a lot of success on grass until recently, although he did win the 2016 Junior Boys Final at Wimbledon. So yeah, enjoy it. I think it's going to be great to watch. And you know, we could end up seeing a Felix-Roger Federer semifinal, and how good would that be, and how much it would be on the line for both of those guys, getting a Canadian in the Wimbledon final again, and then, you know, Federer going for another Wimbledon championship at 39. There'll be a lot of eyeballs on that tennis match. It could be one of the highest-rated tennis matches in Canada ever, in my opinion.
And I guess that's the point, is that we, you know, you've been talking to us for a few years now about this, and we, you know, we spent a lot of time on Milos, and now we're on to the next gen, or at least, you know, the current real contenders who don't have the health issues and whatever. And you know, we're talking about a possibility here. They play tomorrow in the quarters later in this week, where a Canadian male tennis player is at Wimbledon and you know, with a real shot, or at least an opportunity, to play in the final. And over on the women's side, Andreescu, obviously not a part of the doings, you know, currently, but has had real success too. This is an exciting time for a sport that maybe, you know, Canada's always wanted to do well. We've had Bassett in the past and others, but this does feel like the golden era, and we don't know how high it's going to go, but it feels like pretty high right now.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I like about it is the fact that now Canada is becoming a country that is not just all about hockey. And you hear, you know, when you were listening to broadcasts of any sport other than hockey, and a Canadian does well in it, whether it's golf or whether it's basketball or tennis, it seems like there's always the reference to, oh, Canada and hockey, they must be, you know, there's some hockey reference of some sort. It's nice to be able to say, don't just play hockey, as much as hockey is obviously the Canadian sport, the number one Canadian sport here. But it's nice when, you know, you're watching the U.S. Open and Mackenzie Hughes is in the final group and he's a golfer, and you're watching Felix and Denis at Wimbledon and they're tennis players, and Canada's trying to qualify for the Olympic basketball tournament. You see all the great Canadians in the league. You know, how, you know, the soccer program is starting to get better, and then all the women's sports where Canada's doing so well. And, you know, there's stars in different sports. So look at Kia Nurse in basketball, Christine Sinclair in soccer, some of the best players in the world. They're from Canada, and they're not hockey players. So it's really nice to see that, you know, the growth of all these other sports in the country has really come along. And that's thanks to, you know, not just the player obviously putting the dedication and effort in, but the fact that, you know, they're getting funding in these sports, and, you know, the development of facilities and that sort of thing. You know, when it comes to tennis, Tennis Canada has done an excellent job with helping to fund some of these players, creating facilities for them to practice, getting them around to tournaments. You know, it costs a lot of money to get players from tournament to tournament, staying in hotels and expenses and all that sort of thing. And now you're starting to see the benefits in all these different sports, and tennis is right at the top of the list. And, you know, Felix Auger-Aliassime and Bianca Andreescu especially, those are two players who benefited from what Tennis Canada has been able to put together. And I think that, you know, we really have to thank, you know, what Milos Raonic did and what Jeannie Bouchard did to really start putting tennis on the map and starting to get recognition and sponsors, you know, putting out money and funding happening. And I think it's been really really impressive. So to see two players, you know, in the Wimbledon quarterfinals, it would almost be the equivalent of, you know, Mike Weir winning the Masters a bunch of years ago. Wimbledon is the pinnacle of tennis, like the Masters is for golf. So if one of those two guys can get to a final or perhaps win it, we saw what happened when Milos Raonic got there a few years ago. There were a lot of eyeballs on the sport, and it just creates more excitement, gets more kids on the court. Say, hey, I saw Shapo or Felix playing in the Wimbledon quarterfinals or getting to the final. You know, maybe we could go down the courts and play tennis, and that just gets more kids into it, more more kids wanting to be those guys and playing better tennis. So I think it's great, and it's good that it's not just all about hockey now, and you're starting to see other sports, especially tennis, get a lot of recognition.
On the women's side, I watched Sabalenka win today. I don't think she's won a major. John Horn is our guest, Tennis Insider. And she's sort of been there knocking on the door a few times. Looks good here. And again, that's another young player breaking through, right?
Yeah, I mean, she hasn't won a major. She's a very good player. She's come along quite quickly. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that she was out of the top 100. I mean, she's been sort of in the top 20 for the last year and a half, couple of years now. She's a great player. She's got a huge serve, big forehand, hits the ball with a lot of pace, a lot of power. You know, she's won some tournaments as well. She went on a run not long ago where she won a couple tournaments in a row, and she's a force. I mean, she was one of my picks to win it. I think that there's a very good chance she could get to the final. She plays a tough game, and she overpowers opponents, and sometimes it gets to her a little bit mentally on the court. She gets a little frustrated and down on herself and gives away some easy points. But yeah, I mean, it's the women's sport is really starting to evolve. I mean, we talk about the men's sport and how Federer's 39 and Nadal's still around and Djokovic is still around. Those are the big three we all hear about, you know, and more recently Andy Murray because of Wimbledon and him, you know, trying to stay in the sport and win some matches and continue playing at the level he used to play. But the women's game has really, really evolved in the last few years, last couple especially. It's not just the Serena, Sharapova's obviously gone, but it's not just the Serena, Sharapova tour anymore. I mean, there's some regulars who've been around, like Simona Halep and Karolina Pliskova and some others, but you're really starting to see now that it's a new group of young players, the Bianca Andreescu's, the Sabalenka's, Ash Barty is number one player in the world, Mukova. There's so many good young players from all different parts of the world who are just playing really good tennis and can win matches really on any given day when they go head-to-head with each other. And Sabalenka is right at the top of the list, and she's a talent, and she's going to win slams. It's just a matter of when she does it and can she do it at Wimbledon.
Final one for you. I go back a ways, John Horn, our Tennis Insider on TSN 1260 and the Lowdown with Low Tide. I remember, you know, Connors being old and trying to stay with Borg and McEnroe. And I'm looking at Federer, who will be 40 like in a month. You know, like I understand nutrition and I understand that, you know, athletes are, you know, into training far more and sleep and all of that stuff. But this really is ridiculous that this man can play, against the world's best and often they're 20 years younger at this level.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. I don't want to call him a freak of nature just yet, but the fact that he's turning 40 in August, and he's still playing tennis at the level he's playing against players who are much younger than him for the most part. It is impressive. I certainly think that he has lost a step from what we're used to seeing. And, I mean, that's just given based on how old he is and the fact that he's coming off of knee surgeries. You know, he's admitted that, you know, that he wanted to see where he was at this Wimbledon to see where his actual game was. And, you know, after he got through that first round match where Mannarino got hurt, and it really looked like Mannarino could have knocked him out in that first round. He was up 2-1 before he got hurt and then had to retire at 2-all. Really sort of wondered at that point, is Federer, I think I even tweeted out, I think the chances of Federer getting to the final or winning Wimbledon are almost non-existent. And, you know, again, he's proving me wrong. Not that he's had the toughest draw, I'll say, up to this point. His draw has been quite favorable. He's playing all his matches on center court, which is an advantage for him. It's a court that he's very comfortable with. But he's just so smart as a tennis player. He knows the game so well. He's been around for so many years. He knows how to play players, and he knows what's his bread and butter. He knows what is successful for him, what he's got to do to win. And he's one of the players who serves and volleys. He still comes to the net. I mean, that's the other thing. He's not just sitting around the baseline hitting balls back. The guy's still moving around the court, you know, with the grace that he had before. He's just a little rusty in spots because he hasn't been playing as often as he usually has. You know, he usually goes to Halle and wins the tournament right before Wimbledon. We only got to the second round this year. So I think, you know, his experience is a big reason for why he's able to do so well at this age. And it really is impressive. I mean, I've always been a Federer fan. I love guy play. He does it so well, does it with such grace. I think it's just, it's remarkable that he's even in the mix, that we're talking about him in the fourth round and in the quarterfinals, you know, of a Grand Slam, whether it's Wimbledon, U.S. Open or not, because, you know, to do it at 39, it's not easy. I mean, you know, I'm past 39, and I can't imagine doing stuff with anybody at that level, anything below 30, because it just hits a different level. Kids these days are moving around so well, and the training and the food that they're eating and everything, it's a completely different level. So for him to be able to do it and still be in the condition that he's in after surgeries and with his age, it is very, very impressive.
Thanks for this. Appreciate it very much.
Always enjoy it, and let's see if we can get one of those Canadians into the final. That would certainly be exciting for everybody, and maybe they can actually win it. We'll see.
Love it. Thank you, John Horn.